Unless it stayed that way for quite a while.
And what do you call those white things up in the sky?
The clouds?
Okay. And so, did you ever get it here so you can hardly see outside? It gets really thick.
The fog?
You ever get that?
Yeah, once in a while.
But not too often.
Not too often. So usually spring and fall you get a fog.
Okay. Now, I'd like to talk about the landscape. Maybe you could explain some of the different land formations or water, that sort of thing, streams.
We ain't got no streets. You gotta go to
Okay.
the mountains to get a street.
Okay.
Got used to creeks, but they just run in the spring or most generally when the snow is melting off,
Then they go dry.
And they go dry, yeah.
So, are there any formations that? What would a would they call that a stream, or is that different than a wash or a gully or?
Well, no, your washes. Your gullies where the water washes down and washes out, you get them in a hard rain and stuff, and cuts a lot of ground away. But when the storm's over, why, it just dries up again.
And is a gully different than a gulch?
Well, I don't think there's a hell of a lot of difference.
Well, do they use both of those terms here?
Yeah, but you mostly got to go across this gully over here, and it's canyon. The canyon's usually a little deeper,
I see. So, okay. What about the word draw?
Well, yeah, went up this draw.
Is that the same as a canyon?
Yeah, but it usually a draw. You consider a draw not to be as deep as a canyon.
I see. So maybe a gully's not as deep as a draw, and a draw's not as deep as a
You
canyon.
take a draw in a gully, about the same thing, But the next time your field's washed, why hell, I washed a gully in my field. Maybe it's only that wide,
All right. What about could you there you say there are no local streams, or maybe you could name a one or two that there are?
There's no local streams around here, huh? You got to go to the mountains mostly. You're up towards the mountains anyway, you get a stream like Clear Creek or something like that. They all come out of the mountains.
Doesn't one flow through Arvada here?
That's Powder River, yeah.
I
But
see.
that starts plumb up there on by KC, between KC and Buffalo, where it starts.
I see. And it flows all the way down here.
That goes plumb into the Missouri, I think. Goes to Broadus and Miles City and down that way.
So how are there different names? Well, I guess if you don't have many streams, you don't have many names for them. But you mentioned river, and did you mention creek?
Yeah, well, this side of Claremont, then you got Clear Creek, comes down, and then Piney comes into Clear Creek up there by U-Cross, and but they're all come out of the mountains.
Now, is there a difference between size of a creek and a river?
Well, the river's generally wider. Creek is, narrow and small.
Okay. And what a place have you ever heard the word park in reference to up in the mountains, perhaps?
Well, yeah, they got, what they call, where there ain't no timber and some clear land, they call it open parks,
And that's sort of a grassy
Yeah,
area.
it's grassy area. There ain't much grass near timber,
So would that be sort of a pasture, or is it too wet for that?
No, they run cattle and sheep up there in the summertime, everybody's got a permit.
Now, is there any wetland, any other types of wetland
Just got it's all.
up in the mountains, maybe?
Well, you got some swampy land up there in places,
What about the word hole? Does that mean anything? For example, like Jackson Hole, what does that signify?
Well, good summer resort over there. It's anything colder than hell in the winter.
but does the word hole mean anything in re reference to the landscape?
No, I don't think it does. It's just the name of the town, I think.